This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, dial toll free to join us here on the radio. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You may join us there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
And of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Coming up here tonight is a portion of Oregon going to secede from Oregon.
Is that really? I mean, joining another state is not exactly the same thing.
Well, it's secession from Oregon in this case, and they want to join Idaho.
Yes,
apparently. So we can talk about that on the way here tonight. Plus, the Boy Scouts of America have filed for bankruptcy. We will get into that as well. And I want to start tonight, though, with the news that you knew was coming. So the question was when. When all this smoking ban nonsense started 2 decades ago. Because I remember it was, I think it was actually our second episode. Or maybe it was our first episode. Yeah, I think it was actually our first episode. The first episode we ever did of Free Talk Live back in 2002. When we were just a local show in Florida at the time, was about a smoking ban that was proposed on the ballot down there in Florida. It was to ban smoking from all public businesses. Basically, any business that was open to the public would not be allowed to have smoking.
I remember that ban. I was angry.
Frustrating. Yeah. And of course, they voted in favor of it overwhelmingly. It was like 70%. Voted in favor of that. So, you know, the writing was on the wall at that time. You knew that it was going to get worse because government programs don't just stop where they start. There's an idea that comes out and then it metastasizes. It gets worse. It grows into areas that it never was originally intended to grow into. But if they can ban smoking in a business, then they can ban smoking on a public conveyance. Then they can ban smoking outdoors. They can ban smoking in your car. And now they're going to try to ban smoking inside your, what you thought was, your private home. That's what's coming next.
It even went back even further than that. I don't know exactly when they banned it in planes, but...
Yeah, that was a while back.
Yeah,
it was like before, at least a decade before then.
Yeah, even before that. And this is regulation-wise, not just an airline saying you can't smoke or
right.
You can only smoke if you're in the back or something like that.
Yeah, it was an FAA regulation.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's before my recollection, too, actually, but I remember this.
There are old movies that show people smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. I remember...
I smoked on airplanes.
Wow.
Oh, really?
When did that stop? Was it the late 80s?
You know?
Something like that. Well, I know that one big thing that happened under Bush.
The older Bush? The original Bush?
Yeah, I believe so.
The first Bush?
I think it was about the same time as the first Gulf War. But that may have been international flights, because I think they did local flights and then international flights.
I remember it going all the way back to the late 80s, to be honest, smoking being a topic. And I remember asking, you know, if it was bad for you, why don't they just ban it?
Mm-hmm.
And, it was just like an innocent question as a four-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm actually surprised that hasn't been proposed more often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Given how eager they are to attack smokers and smoking in general, why aren't the prohibitionists, you know, going whole hog on that?
Because they're completely dependent on tobacco taxes.
The government, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They raise a lot of money through tobacco taxes, and they're really super high, too. I don't know what they are, but like New York is
insane. Well, state by state, it's different. Some states, states are the lowest ones.
Well, let's put it this way: I know all I remember is New York from like the 90s, and it would be
it's much worse
insane
now,
tax wise.
Now it's even worse. Now New York is by far the worst, and I think it's like at least $10 or $13 for a pack of cigarettes there, most of which is made up of taxes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking it was like $3 in terms of taxes, but like
no. Yeah, it's insane.
It's even way higher than I.
And guess which state this is coming from?
New York.
It's New York.
Yes, of course.
Now, to be clear, it's not at the state level yet, but they are starting in Suffolk County, which this story here from CBS in New York says that they are hoping to be the most progressive county in the state. If their goal is to progress towards tyranny, of course, then yes, they would be the most progressive.
I think they already won the tyranny.
Suffolk County is proposing a law that would snuff out secondhand smoke in apartment complexes, condominiums, and multifamily dwellings. Haven't they already done this in California and some towns, some cities in California? This sounds familiar to me. I feel like this is maybe not the first time this particular thing has either been proposed. Surely it's been proposed previously in other places, but I almost feel like this may not be the first place where this would exist.
Is New York the worst in terms of freedom, in terms of the...
New York is the worst, but California, I believe, is the second worst.
Okay, but there's a huge margin between California
and New York? I looked, there was, yeah. So...
Shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, then.
No.
Home of Trump and Bloomberg. What a coincidence.
Smoking is already banned in many public places, near schools and office buildings, but there are no smoke-free laws for apartment buildings, condos, two-family homes. This is according to Suffolk legislator Dr. He's a doctor, so, you know, you should take him seriously. Dr. William Spencer said, quote, "Let me be clear. Any legislation that there is a vote required that would have... that would have an impact on preventing the public or innocent people who have made a choice not to smoke from being exposed to smoke, I will support that legislation," he said. He, who is also a medical doctor, said secondhand smoke can permeate through cracks in walls, electrical lines, plumbing, and ventilation systems. Statistics show more than 3,000 non-smokers in New York die each year from heart disease and lung cancer caused by secondhand smoke. Do you believe that?
Well, I mean, he's not wrong that, yes, some tiny level of smoke may be able to come through cracks. You might even, you know, catch a whiff of it every once in a while. But what causes problems is when you're taking massive amounts of it into your lungs every day for years. It's not the same thing.
So this kind of reminds me of how this is not the only thing that causes like health issues, right? Like every time you print something, if you're working in an office or you print something at home, there are issues with air quality when it comes. That's actually probably worse than smoking. So, like,
I mean, when you print things?
Yeah, when you print
like
things.
Like running a laser printer or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you use a laser printer, it contaminates the air, right? But we don't see them, you know, demanding a ban on laser printers. I mean, it's kind of...
Have deaths been attributed to someone who's been working around too many laser printers?
It has to do with air quality, and I don't necessarily know that I haven't seen a statistic where they've specifically linked
any deaths
to laser printers specifically or anything of that nature, but certainly the air quality in terms of, like, how bad it is in a, you know, building is linked to, the laser printers.
Okay, but, I mean, that's a whole different story than saying it's going to kill you. You're not saying that.
I mean,
just because it's not the best air to breathe doesn't mean you're not going to survive.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. There's a lot more, I mean, you're talking about, hundreds of years worth of, like, data on smoking. We don't have that on laser printers. They haven't been around that long, especially not to the extent that, you know, in people's homes and offices.
I don't know if I buy this claim that more than 3,000 non-smokers die from heart disease and lung cancer caused by secondhand smoke. Well, they can't say that.
Yeah, how can you even know that?
Right.
I would love to know how they made
all right. If you got heart disease
that conclusion.
And your neighbor smokes cigarettes, that doesn't mean that the fact that there might have been a few whiffs of smoke that comes through a ventilation system causing your heart disease. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like saying, oh God, that fat guy who lives next door to me, you know, a crumb of his sugar fell in my coffee, and now I'm going to be fat.
Right, yeah. Anybody who's ever smoked, basically, when they die, they consider it statistically that they died from
cause.
Yeah, that it's the smoking that caused
it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you think that smoking should be banned in condos, apartments, etc., want to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to join us in one of those rooms. We will join you there, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Plus, are you 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubt? Tom Young is the author and founder of the CFO Project. He can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. As we continue here, we're talking about the proposal in Suffolk County, New York, where they want to ban secondhand smoke. They want to ban any smoking, basically, in condominiums, apartment complexes, and multifamily dwellings. So that covers a lot of people, right? If you've ever been to New York City, for instance, now I don't know where Suffolk County is in New York. I'm not sure what part of the state that is. But, I mean, there's massive apartment buildings that hold probably thousands of individuals. There's going to be a lot of people. The larger the area, the more the population, the more people are going to be affected by a ban like this.
So is New York City part of that Suffolk County?
Sorry, who? What?
I don't think Suffolk County is that populous. We could look it up, but I mean, there's only one New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, is it part of the county? Is New York City part of that county, or is it not?
I don't think that's the New York City. Oh, it's Long Island. Okay, that is a fairly highly populated place.
It's highly populated, but it's spread out,
I guess. I mean, I've been to Long Island before. There's a lot of people that live there. But either way, you know, they're talking about banning smoking from these people's homes. And the claim is that there are people who've died from secondhand smoke. We called those claims into question in the last segment. You're welcome to join the conversation here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Legislator Sam Gonzalez, there's actually two laws that are proposed to reduce secondhand smoke. He is sponsoring the bill that bans all smoking in apartments, condos, and multifamily homes. When asked if the proposed legislation is going too far, Gonzalez said, quote, "It's not going too far. We're heading in that direction anyway. We can't smoke in restaurants. We can't smoke in buildings. We can't smoke inside theaters. There are parks. There are beaches that you can't smoke in. We are headed there." So there you go. That's exactly what I was talking about before.
Yeah.
As soon as they take step number one, it's inevitable that they're going to take steps two through five and so
on. You know, the problem is, it's not that smoking is good for you, and I don't doubt that it's bad for you. I'm sure it's bad for you.
As a former smoker, I will attest, it's bad for you.
The problem is that oftentimes these statistics that they'll pull up are based on things like if you are come down with any kind of, you die from anything and you've ever been a smoker, you end up becoming a statistic, even if you worked for 20 years in a factory that does, builds cars, and you installed asbestos every day.
Yeah.
You died from the asbestos, not because of the smoking. But that doesn't matter, because statistically, all they care about is whether or not you were a smoker.
Yeah.
And if you smoked one time, even though you installed asbestos every day, and it was probably that, not the one time that you smoked, they're still attributing it to it.
They care about what they want to demonize.
Right.
Marijuana must be the gateway drug, because most people who do heroin did weed at some point first. Well, get a list of all the things they did in their life before they did heroin.
Right.
There are probably many of them in a great variety.
Right.
Why pick on weed? That must be the cause.
I can guarantee you that every single one of them had a bite of food first. Just that their mom, you know, when they were a child.
They went for a walk.
Yeah, I mean, it's like just because you had something to eat when you were a child before you got to the marijuana does not mean that the food that you ate is what led you to the marijuana.
Driving a car is a gateway to a motorcycle. The proposed legislation has Suffolk residents buzzing. One person said, quote, "It's impossible to enforce." I disagree. This is quite possible to enforce, and all it will require is a busybody neighbor to snitch you out. All it's going to require is somebody to call the police and say, "I can smell smoke coming through my wall. I think my neighbor's smoking." And the cops are going to show up, and the cops are going to knock on that person's door, and most people, not knowing their rights, are going to open the door, and then the cops are going to we smell smoke inside this apartment. We're coming in. And then they're going to arrest you.
It's, you know,
or ticket you.
It's as far as passive, you know, you're probably right as far as, like, as far as passive, you know, enforcement. But as far as active enforcement, I think you know, this person is writing the story, I guess.
What do you mean by active enforcement? Like, are you saying the cops aren't going to go door to door with a dog or something like that?
It seems like it would be an awful lot of energy on the cops. I mean, I don't know. What is this, like a ticket of some kind?
Well, I don't have the law in front of me, but it does say they could be fined up to $1,000 or possibly arrested, and it will be complaint driven. So, they're not going to walk around, you know, searching through apartment buildings to find which doors smell like smoke.
Yet.
But if...
Yeah.
But if someone calls them, they're going to come out.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
And so that's why I say this isn't impossible to enforce. It's easy to enforce. All you got to have is a busybody neighbor. And there are plenty of those people.
Oh, yeah.
There are plenty of people who have nothing better to do than find things to complain about what their, you know, other apartment tenants in the building are doing.
Mm-hmm.
They for whatever reason, maybe they're on welfare, maybe they're retired, they've got plenty of hours in the day, and they're home,
mm-hmm.
and they're bored,
mm-hmm.
and they want to know what you're doing in your apartment, and they're all kinds of interested in it. And this is one of the reasons why I would never want to live in an apartment building. I don't want to be that close to other people. I'm fine with people. Like, I'm not anti-people. I just don't want them to live that close to me.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but even when you own a house, you can end up in, you know, spats with your neighbor because of busybody neighbors.
The better the distance, the better off you are.
I totally agree with you on this. I'm just thinking of, like, multiple incidences over the years. Like, I once had a neighbor call the cops because of... It was the winter, and the car got washed, and there was soap, and
this
soap
is here in New Hampshire?
This was in New Jersey. It was, like, I mean, and the houses were much, much farther apart. It was a neighborhood, but the houses were farther apart than here in Keene, New Hampshire. And, you know, they called the cops because, and the neighbor apparently was like, it might be, like, some sort of terrorism thing or something. Like, seriously?
What?
Like,
suds? Suds equals terrorism?
Yeah, it's like soapy water that froze. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what neighbors will call the cops on you for.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. I suspect it's worse in New Jersey because, at least in New Hampshire, at least among the natives, there's a kind of live-and-let-live mentality. There's kind of a leave-me-alone mentality, and people here kind of get that. Now, that's not to say, you know, if they came from outside of New Hampshire that they would get that. They probably wouldn't. 855-453, your thoughts on a smoking ban indoors.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The jury in Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault trial says it has reached a unanimous verdict on charges of rape and committing a criminal sexual act, but is deadlocked on the most serious charge of predatory sexual assault, prompting the judge to dismiss them and tell them to keep deliberating next week. President Trump delivering remarks at one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nobody is doing what we do. Nobody can do it like us. We're the greatest country in the world again. We have the greatest people. We have the greatest military by far. We've totally rebuilt our military. Jobs are booming. Incomes are surging. Poverty is plummeting. Factories are returning. The confidence is soaring.
The president is heading back to Washington after the rally. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight is Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
You're talking about smoking cigarettes or whatever. It's going to be banned if the bureaucrats and legislator types in Suffolk County, New York, which is apparently Long Island or a good chunk of it, that if they get their way, they're going to ban it from inside apartments, condos, and multifamily homes. So if you live in a duplex or a triplex or something like that, apartment building, you're no longer going to be able to smoke. I mean, presuming this thing passes, and given the kind of the history and recent decades of these smoking bans, it seems like they always pass.
Mm.
I mean, very few people are willing to actually come out and stand up for their right to do what they want with their own property and with their own bodies. Now, of course, the other side is going to argue that, well, if you live in your own home that's separate from other people's homes, this won't affect you. If you're living in a home that is connected to another home in some way, then you could harm that other person in that other home by smoking cigarettes, is what the argument's going to be. And if you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to do so. Hmm. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I want you to know about the AnyPay Ambassador Program, which actually finally allows individuals to earn passive income for helping set up local businesses to accept Bitcoin Cash or Dash at their point of sale. If you've been, you know, interested in seeing cryptocurrency expand and become more useful in real life, AnyPay is now going to incentivize you to help make it happen. So if you can get a local business set up, you can download the AnyPay Cash Register app to your own phone or device and add your crypto wallet addresses so you're all set up. That way they know who to send the money to for the bonuses. But then you install the app at a real-life business and tell them you did it over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Get on their ambassador program, which I think is... I'm really grateful for them putting this together. This is a great plan. I'm glad to see that they've done it. They're really the first company, I think, that's ever really offered a decent compensation plan. I think it's currently set at 1%. Now, they can change that in the future. It's not locked in. It just depends on how things go with this. But that's really awesome, and so kudos to them for it. Go check it out, AnyPayInc.com, and download the AnyPay Cash Register app and try it out for yourself. As we continue here with the story from CBS Local over at Suffolk County, New York, where they're talking about banning smoking inside apartment complexes, condominiums, and multifamily homes. Offenders could be fined up to $1,000 or even face arrest. The enforcement will be complaint-driven. And, again, the CBS News talking to folks who live there in Suffolk County. One person said, quote, if they want to smoke in their apartment, I think it's totally fine. You should have the discretion, obviously, to smoke on your own property, said another person. So they managed to find some New Yorkers who are actually, like, kind of willing to let their neighbors be and, you know, make their own decisions for themselves. However, when they spoke to the legislator who has proposed this, Sam Gonzalez, he says, quote, when I get pushback from individuals that say, no, you can't stop me from smoking, I say, why not? And that's the attitude. Wow. Yeah, yeah, well, he can.
Wow.
He's got a gang. He's got a criminal gang on his side. He's got men with guns who will do his bidding. And he absolutely can stop you from smoking with violence if necessary. If you don't do what he says, his gang will come and put you in handcuffs. And then take you and put you into a cage. And it will be harder to get cigarettes in jails. Not impossible. But, they're a little more pricey. They have to go through a bit of a more smuggling kind of a process in order to get into jail.
You may have to revert to heroin or something like that.
Well, as long as it can go where the sun don't shine, then it can get in. And there are other ways to get cigarettes in the jail. There's guards that are corrupt and that will take payoffs and smuggle them in for you as well. But there you go. Public hearings will be heard later this month and are expected to be heated. Legislators say they expect amendments and modifications before the Health Committee considers the proposal. So as that develops, we will keep you in the loop.
You know, you have to wonder about the constitutionality of this. It kind of reminds me of how the Supreme Court ruled for, I believe it was, I'm trying to think what it's called exactly, but it's basically two guys having sex with each other in their own home.
They ruled on a case about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The U.S. Supreme Court?
Yes, I believe it was relating to Texas, and unless I'm mistaken about which court
was it like a sodomy law or something that they overturned?
Yeah, I think it was sodomy. They overturned it based on what you do in your own home is your business.
Yeah, but they're going to argue this isn't just your home. You're connected to other people's homes. And that's true. There's a good chance ventilation systems
are
connected.
I mean, it's like a bit of a stretch.
Well, no, it's not really a stretch. I mean, you're connected. If you're in an apartment complex.
If they're going to argue that, then it would only be theoretically applicable or should only be applicable to homes in which actually have interconnected systems.
Mm-hmm.
Not every home does.
True.
Some homes have separate systems depending on the apartment or
the
dwelling.
In a duplex here.
Right.
And there are separate systems, like the heating systems are separate.
This is exactly my point.
However,
this law would apply to you.
There's a crack in the wall. So no, between nobody's bedroom and my bedroom, there's a crack in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's smoking a bunch of cigarettes over there, which he's not supposed to be, it's against the rules of the complex or whatever, but I would be able to smell it. And sometimes I can smell, like, if something burns next door, like if they burn some coffee in the coffee maker or whatever, I can smell that over here. So there's definitely scent particles or whatever that are coming through the walls, right?
I mean, and then the other point is that you had the option of renting from somewhere else, you know, so a different apartment.
But paying more. Right? Because if you're renting from an apartment,
maybe you'd be paying less.
Well, usually you're going to pay more for a house, right? Like if you rent your own house that's separated from other people.
I'm assuming if this wasn't a law, you would have the option then, right? So you could go to an apartment building and rent from an apartment building where they don't allow smoking.
Well, see, that's the real solution here, right? Is to allow the marketplace to provide places that don't allow smoking. And there must be these places, right? Like, I've never looked
this is already something that exists.
That's what I'm thinking. I've never looked at renting an apartment, but I presume there are smoke-free apartment complexes.
Oh, absolutely.
There must be.
There are. I know there are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Most of them are.
I was going to say, that's what I'm thinking is, like, most of them probably are, not the other way around.
Yeah, so what's
actually
the problem
probably
here?
Harder to find an apartment building where you can
that allows for smoking.
Right, not. So... and that's just because of the wear and tear on the buildings.
Sure.
And the fact that a lot of people don't like to smoke, especially now we have a disproportionate
like
smoking than smoking. So
yeah, the wear and tear is awful. I mean, as somebody who's managed properties, yeah, I bought a house in Florida a long time ago that I ended up living in, but it was a smoker who'd lived there before me. Mm-hmm. And the amount of work that had to be done to sort of de-smokeize the place was just awful and expensive and time-consuming.
Yep.
You know, everything's yellow, all the blinds and the what was white paint on the walls. It's just this tar that's just everywhere.
I mean, this seems like a very selfish thing to demand of other people is what it comes down to.
Of course it is.
Rather than taking steps, you know, taking your own steps to do things that are in your interest.
Well, yeah, that's what a responsible person would do.
Right. You're demanding everybody else comply with your personal wishes.
And it actually means that people to whom it's very important not to be exposed to smoke, they're more likely to be exposed to smoke. And here's my thinking there. If there are smoking complex and non-smoking complexes, most smokers are going to move into the smoking complexes, avoid the non-smoking complexes by the plague, like the plague. And people who really care about smoke, well, they're going to move into the non-smoking complexes. But if they're all non-smoking, because that's what the law says, then the smokers have to rent wherever they can rent,
and
they're going to cheat.
Yeah. And this is the thing. They're, you know, a smoker doesn't want to be harassed about their smoking, so they're they're going to go towards the apartment complexes that allow smoking. And
if they exist, but if this passes, they won't exist.
And they won't exist, in which case you're basically going to be next to a smoker being affected by this, but they don't have a choice.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, the Boy Scouts filing for bankruptcy. What's going to happen? We'll tell you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Inviting you to join us here. You may take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about smoking, although that was the topic that we had on the table this hour. But we've got other things to talk about coming up, including the Boy Scouts of America filing for bankruptcy. I guess their whole name change thing didn't work out, you know, enough to save them.
Wait, they changed their name?
Oh yeah, you didn't hear about that? That was last year. They changed their name to I think it was Scouts BSA, because they started allowing girls into the Boy Scouts.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I guess that wasn't enough to save them from bankruptcy. So we can talk about that and more. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, I want to say thank you to Leah H., who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. And that means that Leah is contributing to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a simple concept. The idea is you send $5 a month into the AMP program, and then we use that to help advertise, market, and promote the show, meaning that we'll get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board. I just got notice today that there's a new station coming on for Sunday, so we will welcome them on Sunday night. But, you know, I will let you know that those numbers are going up slowly over time, and it's thanks to listeners like Leah H. who've joined the AMP program. And there are some cool perks that you get. You get some bennies for being a Free Talk Live amplifier, like access to the AMP discussion rooms on our Discord server. And in fact, we're going to the Discord here in just a moment, but go to ampamp.freetalklive.com and sign up there with PayPal or credit card or Bitcoin BTC. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the Discord call-in line rooms, where Clamoring is on the line in New Hampshire. Hello, Clamoring.
Hey there.
Hey,
I wanted to talk about coronavirus.
Okay,
which
sure.
Is, of course, all in the news right now.
What's the latest on it? I have not been following it closely.
Well, the latest is that it's mostly in Asia, I guess, is the short version of that. But I had a personal story that I just wanted to share with you from a close friend of mine in Seattle. And he happened to have been traveling in rural China kind of at the start of the outbreak. So when he came home, he ended up with some symptomatic issues, and he was concerned that he might have coronavirus. So he called his local hospital and, you know, said, hey, can I come in and get a, you know, can I get, he, first of all, let me back up. He isolated himself in his own home.
Okay.
Called them and said, I might have coronavirus. Can I get tested? So they showed up in hazmat suits.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And forcibly took him to the hospital. And I just wanted to read his little Facebook post. Ooh, hold on. Here.
Because that's so much easier than saying, sure, right? Come on in.
Right.
Hold on. When you say they showed up, who was it that was in the hazmat suits? Was it, you know, cops?
People in the ambulance.
The ambulance.
No, they were not cops. They were medical people, as far as I understand.
But it's unusual to hear of ambulance workers forcing someone to do something. I mean, usually that's what the cops do.
But he did call them this purpose.
I would not be the least surprised if it turned out that it was the CDC that was in that ambulance. Because that sounds like the sort of thing CDC might do.
Hmm.
Well, I'll give you a few more details. He said, his post says, I actually called in because I did not want to invade a hospital with a contamination, and they arrived in force in hazmat suits and put me in isolation at the hospital. I never actually consented to any of it. It's all very strange.
Hmm.
And another friend of mine said, well, how did they get, you know, how did this happen? How did they tell you they were going to just take you or something? And he said, well, it was pouring rain outside, so they used the classic free candy in the van trick. Come inside out of the rain, the hot paramedic proposed. Things got a bit weird, and then they strapped me in and informed me I was going to the hospital. He asked, do I have to go? They said, yes, it's protocol. And he asked, oh, you really have a protocol set up for this? That's awesome. They said, well, we don't, but I'm pretty sure they do at the hospital. I really don't mind a pretty hazmat girl tending to me as we bounce through the streets at breakneck speed while she tries to find a vein. It was a mashup of medical tourism and that movie Speed.
What?
Wow.
Why would they need to tap his vein in the ambulance?
He was actually sick. Like, he was dehydrated and stuff, so I think they were trying to get a saline into him.
They were trying
to IV him for that reason.
Okay.
But it gets better.
All right. Or worse.
He's just, exactly. Uh-huh. But he's just posting this, like, a few weeks later after his incident, because he's been released and everything, because it didn't turn out to be coronavirus. He just had a bad cold or whatever. Mm. But he's getting medical bills. Like, he's like, oh, we're up to like $5,000 now.
Whew.
For being forcibly restrained and taken into isolation at a hospital against his consent.
Wow.
See,
I mean, he called them, though, right?
Call them,
so I don't know if I feel like this is against his consent when you call them and you tell them you have the coronavirus.
I totally disagree with that. I don't think
it seems like a bit of a stretch. He called them and said he had the coronavirus.
He did not ask them to send an ambulance, though. I strongly doubt he asked them to send an ambulance.
I can understand the objection to the dollars, but I'm not necessarily sure, you know.
I would like to know more. Before I could agree whether he consented or not, I'd like to know more about the interaction because, you know, if they showed up at his house and said, come on into this ambulance here, sir, it's nice and dry. Well, then he consented to go into the ambulance.
Yeah.
They said, sir, we're just going to need you to lay down on this stretcher. I mean, at some point...
This is like calling 911 and then expecting an ambulance not to show up.
Yeah. And again, unless it was a man with a gun telling him you must, then it sounds kind of consensual to me. I mean, I don't know.
I'm
not having been there, so...
Here's the other thing, like, I don't necessarily know, like if there was ever any justification for, like, doing something like this, this is probably it, right? Like,
you mean forcibly treating people?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of forcibly treating people, but, like...
Wait a minute.
I mean...
I don't know if we can get a little personal here, but your partner went to the hospital this week.
Yeah.
Were there any weird things that transpired there? Or was he forced to do things against his will? I mean, did you hear?
I mean, you go to the hospital here. I mean, the whole point of going to the hospital is that you want treatment.
Right.
If you call them up, I would expect them, you know, to tell you, yeah, put a face mask on. Well, in this case, he went to the hospital. He was told, you know, put a face mask on, which kind of makes sense now, especially because of the coronavirus.
And you said a lot of people had masks on.
A lot of people had masks on. Anybody with any kind of fever or anything of that nature had a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Their beds were full at the hospital. Mm-hmm. Now, probably not because of the coronavirus, but because of the flu. So the beds were full.
Yeah, there haven't been very many coronavirus out, you know, any kind of indicators in the U.S.
But there's still protocol now to how to deal with this, and the protocol is effectively make sure everybody has a face mask on, and if they test, let's see, if they test positive, so first they test you for the flu. So he tested positive, so that was actually a good thing, because if he had tested negative, then he would have been tested for the coronavirus.
But isn't the coronavirus just a different variant on the flu?
It's a variant on the cold, I think.
Oh, it's a cold?
It's not the same virus.
Yeah, it's something different.
Interesting.
So anyway, so he tested, you know, he tested, well, they never tested him for the coronavirus, because he already tested positive.
He's the flu. Yeah.
Right, so that was a good thing in reality.
Right, right.
But if he had tested...
well, I mean, not necessarily. The flu is probably more deadly than the coronavirus, isn't
that's,
it?
That's not, that's misleading, because we, so the problem is that there, okay, isn't so that, there's going to be more people who die from the coronavirus in the end than die from the flu.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because the flu doesn't infect as many people as the coronavirus will ultimately, unless they can get the R-naught down. Effectively, the reason for this is because more people are going to be infected by the coronavirus because it spreads more. So if one person, for example, if you were to be infected with the flu, you might infect one other person. But if you were infected with the coronavirus, you're probably going to infect 6-8 other people, something like that. So there's going to be more, even though there's a lower death rate maybe, it's still more people are going to die as a result.
The other issue is it's got a long incubation period during which the patients seem to be asymptomatic, so you don't know you have it
until it's too late,
until you've had it for a while,
which is the whole reason and you infect more people.
Exactly, yeah. That gives you a chance to infect more people.
Well, and there's people that are asymptomatic completely.
Yeah, so
they can pass it on to somebody else, and people are saying that the virus can live up to like 9 days. They're not exactly sure,
24,
but like,
probably or close to 24. The 14 days that the people are being
no, I mean on surfaces.
Right. I gotcha.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And here's the other thing that people have to remember about this whole coronavirus. So what we're seeing, beginning to see now, is exponential outside of China. And this is basically, we're basically at outside of China where China was in December. So and people have this idea that people aren't going to die outside the United States. Well, that's just not true. It's just that it's only beginning to become this exponential thing. Outside the United States, but it's going to become, you know, we're going to end up as bad as China probably.
Clamoring, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
No, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for the story. I appreciate hearing from you. She's there on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. That is where you can call in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio, or just go there and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. There's text chat. There's voice chat available around the clock at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, the Boy Scouts are bankrupt. We'll talk about what that means, especially when it comes to their sex abuse lawsuits.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com. TalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.